From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Seeing Black. We dissect the final episode of The Sopranos with New Jersey native David Remnick, editor of The New Yorker.
First, an alleged coup against a sovereign nation. Today in California, General Vang Pao will make his first court appearance since he was charged with trying to overthrow the government of Laos.
30 years ago, he fought alongside the U.S. against the communists in Southeast Asia. They lost, and thousands of Hmong rebels and civilians fled Laos after the communists took over in 1975. Many emigrated to the U.S. General Vang Pao was one of them, and since then he's been a leader of the Hmong community.
General Pao is accused of supporting Laotian insurgents, and now the U.S. government says he was buying weapons and plotting to attack government buildings. If convicted, Pao could spend the rest of his life in jail.
We're joined now by Tom Heffelfinger. He's a former U.S. attorney from Minnesota who is now leading the legal team that is defending General Vang Pao. And welcome to the program, Mr. Heffelfinger.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
So your client is pleading what?
My client is charged right now by complaint, has not been asked to plead, but be pleading not guilty at the appropriate time.
Pleading not guilty. Okay. Well, let me just float some of the allegations by you to get your response. He's been charged of trying to overthrow a government.
The general has, for many years, advocated a peaceful resolution of issues within Laos, and that's totally inconsistent with the allegations the government has made against him.
One of those allegations being that he and others wanted to buy some nearly $10 million worth of military equipment.
Those are allegations brought by the government. That's why we have trials in the American justice system.
Tell us a little bit about your client. I'm sure most Americans don't know who he is, but he is quite revered among the Hmong community.
General Vang Pao is a true hero. He was an honored and respected military leader and an ally of the United States in the Vietnam War. He rescued countless numbers of U.S. pilots who had to abandon their aircraft. General Vang Pao emigrated to the United States, where he became the de facto leader of the U.S. Hmong community.
And he has raised millions of dollars from the Hmong community here in the United States. What has he done with that money?
General Vang Pao has used that money to promote the Hmong community within the United States, the kind of advocacy on their behalf, the kind of work that is required, he has supported throughout his tenure here in the U.S.
So the money did not go to support an insurgency in Laos?
As I indicated to you, the money went to promote the Hmong community in the United States.
So where is he now, your client? Is he?
He's currently in custody in Sacramento, California.
And he's 70-some-odd years old, correct?
He's 77 years old.
77. What is his health?
His health is not good. He's actually currently being housed in the medical unit in Sacramento, which is why we are asking that he be released from custody to his home or the home of one of his relatives as we await trial on these matters.
Given the fact that there have been high-profile terrorist prosecutions, and it seems that the Justice Department is on alert, as you were a former member of that department, you could attest to that, to this. Will this trial take place under different circumstances than it would have pre-9/11?
Well, I guess ultimately that will be up to the court, but I suspect that this case will be tried similarly today to the way it would have been tried in 2000. And although this the government has made allegations that this is terrorism, in essence, this is a claim of conspiracy.
Tom Heffelfinger, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Tom Heffelfinger is defending Hmong General Vang Pao. He has been charged with plotting to overthrow the government of Laos.